dialect of Stoke in Kent, Mr. William Ostler, aged 90, a farmer and a native, recorded in November 1958 by Michael Barry.
The two wheels, eeks, the press, the gig up, in the front right, they call them boys. The chip, the back, the handles, the rice, reached some of the rice. Always carry the spud on the top, and make the scrape by. There's the collar links underneath them. The handles, didn't I? Then the two, we work with four horses, two sets of drafts, and a kite leading from the Pratt on the front wheels to the two front horses. We used to have them in double most all summer. It was very wet weather. Double them, you see, and very wet weather, you drive in the fur. The chain wheel, I can't think of the name of it. It was one underneath. Connelly all that up like that. No, I couldn't think of that. Comes from the flare light. Well, right up in the front, see? No, I couldn't think of that. What they call that chain, yeah. But of course they used to rise and lower the flare as they like. Pinned up the stakes. Drop them down on the what we call a bolster. The player was on a bolster. Drop the bolster down, and then you could add what we call a reeving. Drop like links up and down the stake. You see, so you need to lower it much or rise it much, very little. You see, at the time. I worked with you see, not the. The player, you see, I was always chasing the sheep. Always had them on the same place, isn't it? Every farm had 10 players. The poor old Wagner's didn't think any land could be ploughed only by the Kent player in their day, you see. It was hard work on a whip. When it was a wet soil, it was hard work for the man to carry it round at the end. You had to carry that round every end. It was hard work for him. Because the small player pulls around with the horses, as players do today. Well, if we got them then with after that. The sheep run night and day, and then about 14 hours daylight in April. So they get no attention during the night, all laid out and take the chance. The horse ran in April because the food was coming for them then, you see. We didn't have a lot of blokes, so they shut up and feed them. They never get nothing going to the grass, they see them. Up the sheep. Well, of course, it was always the Kent sheep in this district. No other sheep won't do as well as the Kent sheep. The cold clay, you see. They won't do so well. Because the butcher don't like the Kent sheep so well. But you've got the Kent sheep, there's no other sheep to put it out of collection.
What's that?
Oh, into the cold clay, you see. They live on the cold clay where the damn sheep won't. Of course, the Kent is one of the largest sheep in the country. But they never keep to get so old, maybe. They usually keep to 3 years of age when I was a youngster. Mm. Three